Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. This is brought to you by Outrageous Grace Every Day, which is a book I wrote, my 40th book about the book of Romans. And so if you're interested in starting off January 1st right with a devotional that helps you understand and grasp the power of the book of Romans, then pick a copy up today. The cover is really cool, so go check it out, even if you're not going to buy it, because I think it's really eye-catching. So we're continuing our adventure through the book of Romans, and we're in chapter 11, verses 11 through 21, and it's the easy-to-read version of the Bible. This is what it says. So I ask, when the Jews fell, did that fall destroy them? No, but their mistake brought salvation to those who are not Jews. The purpose of this was to make the Jews jealous. Their mistake brought rich blessings to the world, and what they lost brought rich blessings to the non-Jewish people. So surely the world would get much richer blessings when enough Jews become the kind of people God wants. Now, I am speaking to you people who are not Jews. I am an apostle to the non-Jewish people. So while I have that work, I will do the best I can. I hope I can make my own people jealous. That way, maybe I can help some of them be saved. God turned away from the Jews. When that happened, he became friends with the other people in the world. So when he accepts the Jews, it will be like bringing people to life after death. If the first piece of bread is offered to God, then the whole loaf is made holy. If the roots of a tree are holy, then the tree's branches are holy too. It is as if some of the branches from an olive tree have been broken off and the branch of a wild olive tree has been joined to that first tree. If you are not a Jew, you are the same as that wild branch, and you now share the strength and the life of that first tree. But don't act as if you are better than those branches that were broken off. You have no reason to be proud of yourself because you don't give life to the root. The root gives life to you. You might say, branches were broken off so that I could be joined to their tree. That is true, but those branches were broken off because they did not believe. And you continue to be part of the tree only because you believe. Don't be proud, but be afraid. If God did not let the natural branches of that leaf stay, he will not let you stay if you stop believing. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, there's so much power in your story. There's so much power in looking through the whole Bible and seeing the redemptive work of you throughout the generations. And as I look at the story of Scripture, I see this story arc of Adam and Eve in this beautiful garden and everything pristine and holy and right, and them walking with you in the garden, and then suddenly sin came in and that curse came and said that you would, the seed of the woman would crush the head of the snake would bite on the heel. And so that is just a picture of the gospel of what happened. In the middle of all that, before that happened, we have the nation of Israel being formed and being that special possession of yours. But they were supposed to show the whole world you, and instead, Lord, they turned away and started worshiping other gods. They were exiled. They demanded, before that, they demanded a king. Everything went wrong in so many ways. And then we have that intertestamental period where it's just dark and people are waiting and waiting and waiting for some sort of Messiah, a savior to come. And then Jesus, you came and you lived that perfect, sinless life. And it is true, the snake bit you on the heel. And when a snake bites someone, they die. But you had the last laugh. You resurrected and you hit him on the head. And so now we're living in the age of grace. And yes, evil is still here. He is a conquered enemy and he's doing everything he can to try to harm us. But all of us who know you and love you have victory through Christ Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit within us. We are never left alone. And because of that, we have joy and life. So we have been grafted into this beautiful tree, the Israeli tree, this root of the nation of Israel and the history of the Jewish people. We have been grafted in and we're so grateful. We do not divide the testaments. We put them together as a cohesive book. We see you as who you are, as a holy, righteous judge in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Because you're a holy, righteous judge, you had to do something about the problem of sin, and you did so by sending your son to make that sacrifice for us. This is powerful, and this is amazing. And we just want to spend some time loving you for that, especially as we consider what's going to happen next year in 2020. Would you just be with us, Lord? Be with us and hold us. Help us to endure every trial that we currently are enduring and to hold on to you with great tenacity. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you have some time today, if you could record a testimony about how this podcast has affected you, you can go to marydemuth.com and there's a little microphone. Click on that and we'll make the process really easy. If it doesn't work, which it should, but in case it just doesn't work for you, you can record a little testimony on your phone and send it to mary@marydemuth.com. Don't forget, we have a Pray Every Day app. It's absolutely free. You can get it in iTunes and Google Play. And happy New Year's Eve. I hope you have a great day. Bye.